Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You guys still on the Ashton Jeanty train? Not sure if you saw this or not.
Oh, jeez.
Best Offensive Player Award, Travis Hunter. Best Defensive Player Award, Travis Hunter. Explain to me the argument. Not a normal athlete.
That wide receiver award was a robbery.
Okay.
I do not know how he won that award.
Mm-hmm. Keep coming back with your excuses. You think Cleveland has an excuse for this drive?
Now the Chiefs, Cleveland out of timeouts. And the Chiefs are going to go 3-by-2 with an empty backfield with Chad Henne. Now they're going to bring Darrell Williams trotting to his right. Ball will be snapped in the center of the field, and Henne wants to throw it. Henne's scrambling and comes to the near side. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Henne dives. He's close to a first down at the 49-yard line. Really, really close. Chad Henne jumps up and waves his arm toward the stands.
That is the sweet sexual sounds of Mitch Holtis. He'll join us in about 20 minutes. Chad Henne on that miraculous drive against the Cleveland Browns. We all remember that game. We all remember where we were. I was in a basement in a winery in Herman, Missouri.
During a playoff game?
That's right.
How'd you end up there in January? Herman's like an October place.
Relationships are weird.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder you're not in that one again. Would you really?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had the whole downstairs bar to ourselves, and they were just feeding us wine.
Two of you?
And I was, just two of us. And I was watching that game going, that's Chad Henne. Glad I'm drunk. And then that happened, and we were down there, and all of a sudden, like, everybody started to come down there because we were the only two cheering. And then all of a sudden, there was like 25 people down there, and like, oh, wow, you guys are down here watching. We're like, yeah, we like it that way.
Yeah, it's better that way.
I forget what the winery was called, but it was awesome. It was great. But
Missouri wine is terrible. I'll just say that. It's just not my thing. It's too damn sweet.
But that wasn't a normal game, and I don't think this game is a normal game.
No, it's not.
What I mean by normal, and what Mac, I think, and I were and you were all talking about yesterday in the post-production meeting after the show, is that this isn't a normal game. This is one of those things where, you know, they're going to have to run the ball more than we ever see. And we don't know if Andy's going to do that. Nate Taylor, who joined the show yesterday of The Athletic, had this to say about not a normal game.
I don't care if you got to run the ball 40 times on Sunday to ensure that your quarterback exits Cleveland healthy.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. So we'll find out today if DJ Humphries will practice. But I think if you're going to put Joe Tooney out there, you have to realize that this is not a normal game. So your game plan should not be normal.
So this, I don't think, I'm hoping, this is my hope. And when we do the script, more of this will bleed out. Plus what Mitch says will give me some more insight of what I think this game will be like. And we can talk to Mitch Holtis about this in a little bit. But I get it. I know the guy that sat here before me used to say this a lot. Like, don't overthink this one. Because there is a monster among men. Monsters of Men is a great band, but Monster Among Men and Myles Garrett going against a leaking spot in this three-piece ship. And you just, I think running the ball kind of ifso facto takes that out to a degree. He's still going to be a force, and he can start cheating, and then maybe that's how you get him off his game plan. But I'm with Nate, man. Like, you've got Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Everyone always says you play down to your competition. Play down to it. Run the ball. I don't care if Kelce has two catches for 18 yards. If they win this game 20-17 or, hell, 19-17 for a third week in a row, and Myles Garrett isn't a factor, and Pacheco and Kareem Hunt have 15-18 carries each for 150 yards and a touchdown apiece, boy, I don't care. I just don't want 95 hitting 15 more than twice. The guy's been hit enough this year. Yeah. In fact, he's already been sacked more times this year in his career than any other year through 14 weeks, through 13 games. Don't let this be a normal Chiefs game where you go out there and just script your first 15, have it be 13 run plays, and the other two are, I don't know, I guess considered run plays, jet sweeps with Xavier Worthy. Let Xavier Worthy run the ball on this team, and really that takes Myles Garrett out if you run the opposite way and let him overcommit. Look, I know nothing about coaching. I'm acting like I do, but I don't need this to be a normal Chiefs game where it's, you know, 5 to DeAndre, 6 targets to Kelce, 4 to Noah Gray, you know, which means that's probably what it's going to be. But take the normalcy Chiefs thing out of it and just go be the Detroit Lions run game. Run both running backs opposite of each other, and just control the clock, control the game, and let them run the ball.
You know, I've always said I could be better than 50% of the NFL head coaches in this league, and Spector told me yesterday, he goes,
that's humble of you.
It is. And Spector told me yesterday, he goes, I used to think you were full of it when you said that. He goes, now I kind of agree. You'd be better than 75% of the coaches in the NFL. And I do believe I would be better than most of the NFL coaches out here, because I wouldn't overthink things. And that's what you're saying, which makes a lot of sense, is that you sometimes it's okay just to be simple and basic. That's okay. I know a lot of times in this world, we don't like the simple, we don't like the basic, but I think that's what you have to do in this game. I was talking to a buddy of mine up in Cleveland this morning. His name is Barry, and he's a Chiefs fan, so he listens to us all the time, but he also keeps an ear on what's going on in Cleveland. He goes, they're really confident that they're going to win this game this week. The Browns people are, like, and they're a 3-10 football team going against a 12-1 football team. There should be no confidence in Cleveland or care, frankly, that you're playing this football game at 3-10, right? You're a 3-10 football team. Go watch the Cavs, okay? Yeah. So, like,
team.
Yeah, right. So there should be no, like, there should be no concern, there should be no consternation with a 3-10 team against a 12-1 football team. But that glaring weakness is so big that people in both cities are talking about this one major weakness that is out there on the field. A weakness for us, a strength for them, right? Everybody's talking about it, which tells me Andy's like 10 steps ahead of us. And that's why Andy Reid is the greatest coach that's ever lived, because he knows what people are talking about. He knows what his team is about. They know what they have going on in there. They know what Cleveland's going to be thinking. I have a feeling that Andy Reid is going to have that game plan cooked up to try to neutralize Myles Garrett as much as possible, because everybody in the free world knows that is a matchup that may be one of the most lopsided matchups we've seen all year in the NFL, Myles Garrett versus left tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's going to be bootlegs to the right. It's going to be jet sweeps. It's going to be three tight ends on the left side near Myles Garrett. Bunch of window dressing, eye candy. There was a regular season game a couple years ago in the regular season against the 49ers where they did this similarly. There was a right tackle. I can't remember. It might have been Schwartz at the time, who may have been injured or something, and they had to deal with Bosa. And Andy Reid did exactly what you said, Bob. He got in his bag, and Nick Bosa, head on a swivel, looking like he was watching a ping pong match the whole game because he had no idea where anyone was.
I don't think Nick Bosa is in the same boat, though, as Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett is a much smarter and better football player than Nick Bosa could ever be.
Both are back-to-back defensive players of the year.
Yeah, but I still think Myles Garrett is, like, he scares me. Nick Bosa, I'm like, eh.
I think that's fair. Nick Bosa is really scary. I'd say he's the top of tier two, whereas Myles Garrett is like in a tier of his own.
He's in his own tier. But the thing about Nick Bosa is
he's got another person in his company.
That's fair. And we'll see him later.
Next week.
We have this conversation in 2 weeks.
Then it's going to be meaningless, hopefully.
Then it's Juwan Taylor's turn. No, I think I'm into your theory that Buffalo wins this week.
Yeah, oh, you are.
I am into it.
Yeah, because they need this Christmas Day game to be big. It's a business, not a sport.
Well, I just think that they're pissed, and I think they can play with Detroit.
I think they can, too. No, I'm
I think if we go back to it all, I think I look at quarterback, and I'm like, if I had to have a gun to my head, and you're like, does Josh Allen win this game or does Jared Goff win this game? I'm like, Josh Allen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know I said 2 weeks ago, but I didn't anticipate a Rams loss,
yeah, exactly.
Right? And that changes everything, sure. Right? It's like funny, like people never change their stance, but when you get evidence that says you should change your stance, like this is evidence, like I think Buffalo is going to beat Detroit now. So I do think the game on Christmas Day is going to be meaningful, which I really hope it was.
Also in Buffalo.
And
It's in Detroit. We can get into that later.
Yeah, but Nick Bosa, they've always talked about, like, that's a guy who just over-pursues everything, right?
Like, true, he does.
You can deke him, you can fake him out. I've never heard somebody say that about Myles Garrett.
No, I mean, I think it's
that's fair.
I think Myles Garrett is the perfect example of the ripple effect because I think he's one of two guys that can change a game at that position. It's him and it's T.J. Watt. Right, like Pittsburgh could probably go back to last year's record and be like, TJ's responsible for three wins by himself. Whether it's game sack, strip, fumble, and recovery, that doesn't happen. The Steelers don't score a touch. There's at least three of those last year. Myles Garrett is that guy because mm-hmm. Myles Garrett can blow up your left tackle, which then makes your quarterback and your running back have to think differently. Because now what? If you're not running the ball, then someone else is absorbing that hit. If Wanye or if it's Tooney that gets blown out, then it's Pacheco, or maybe we see a lot more of Samaje Perine because he knows how to, you know, sit back and block. But it is a ripple effect because that's why you say that there's some optimism in Cleveland, who I think is a perfect team to be like, we're just going to go out there and play spoiler and we don't care.
And that's the thing. At 3-10, they got nothing to lose. They don't really give a rip.
No,
they like Jameis. They've rallied around Jameis.
He's a believer.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. But they still are 3-10 and we're 12-1 and we shouldn't be having these conversations.
Right. And I don't know if they're 3-10 if the creep is their quarterback all year. I think if Jameis is there, they're probably a lot like the Niners.
Yeah.
Right? They're probably 6-8.
6-7
around there.
Yeah. A couple games better.
But I think
better,
that's why they're belief because everybody knows that they do have that one X factor that can change a game on defense. Like cornerbacks can't really do that. Like they can take away a receiver, but then you can, you know, go to the other side of the field. Defensive ends like Myles Garrett and TJ Watt can absolutely wreck, change, and dominate a game if you do not exploit that. And I'm like you. I'm trusting Andy Reid here. Like we all sit back in games where the Chiefs are down by three with a minute left. It's like, we got Patrick Mahomes. This is one of those games where you're like, we got Andy Reid.
And just to go on record, I don't think I'd be a better coach than Andy Reid. He's like one of five. But if you're a sane individual, you should be trusting Andy Reid in this. There's no evidence that says we shouldn't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Trust Andy Reid and the game plan. Let's go.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.